this past Thursday saw Donald Trump indicted again. Phrase Trump indicted will be about as common as two sugars, please. However, quite different this time versus the indictment in New York State. Although most are referring to this latest indictment as Trump being indicted on federal charges. The fact is that Trump has been indicted on federal criminal charges. The difference? With federal charges, you might just wind up with a heavy-duty fine. With federal criminal charges, you will most likely see prison time. Not house arrest, not Otis's cell at the jail in Mayberry, federal prison. Especially since one of the criminal charges is a violation of the Espionage Act. I'm not saying that Trump perpetrated espionage. The violation involves the documents that he stole and the national security risks that that created. Since these federal criminal charges are rooted in Trump's possession of classified documents, of course, machinations and full-blown whataboutism, what about Joe Biden and the, well, the number keeps rising. Last I checked, the claim was that President Biden had 1,850 boxes of classified documents, which is a bogus claim, by the way. What about Obama? What about Pence? What about the difference between those three and Trump? Well, let's take a look at that, shall we? When Biden, Obama, and Pence were alerted by their staff that classified documents were found among the mountains of papers that they had from their days in D.C., all three called the National Archives and or FBI, told officials what they had, and made arrangements to securely transfer them back to where they were supposed to be. Didn't work that way with Trump, did it? Trump claimed he had no classified documents as Mar-a-Lago flunkies moved boxes around like pieces on a chessboard. And when the FBI searches started up, Trump said, okay, you go look here, but not there. And when some of the classified documents were found, Trump, through his lawyers, said, okay, that's it. We got them all. Except for another 13 boxes, which the FBI found in that search of Mar-a-Lago. I know. Trump said he declassified the documents. First, he said he did this by simply removing them from the White House. Then he said that he had the ability to just think a document declassified. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Trumpini and his mental magic. The amazing Kreskin, he's not. More recently, Trump has just said that he had the right to take the classified documents. Probably seen the interview with Hannity that he did, where Hannity gave Trump every single opportunity to pour water on the fire that he had set. Now Trump decided to pour more gas on it. Trump confessed that, yeah, he would take the classified documents. He's also been going around saying they're mine. They're mine, 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 mine. And that sounded so familiar to me. I've heard that before. I just couldn't remember where, but then I remembered.
Well, we can't be too far off. So if we,
It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine! Get back in there! Down, down!